This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that ink quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to twin innovation.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, conscripts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe, the chef, Jeff Rosenberg.
Oh, this train's about to go off the rails. Choo-choo.
And you know her best as Dame Von Dutchie's Anna Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Cool.
Augmented reality, AR.
Yeah, what's the Apple thing called again?
Vision, David. They're taking over Vision.
Right. They own Vision now. And did you tell me that you got some sort of appointment with them to try it out? Was that you that told me that?
I told you needed an appointment. I walked in asking if I could use one. They were like, you need an appointment.
Love to tell you that. We went into the Apple store for another reason. And as soon as anyone even approached, I did not approach the table because I saw many people who even approached the table be told, hey, you need an appointment to handle the glasses, sir.
Well, and really I hear now they're charging there for the Genius Bar just to show up.
Really?
$129 or something. Oh, yeah,
that's not good.
I can't really think of a time that the Genius Bar has been extremely helpful to me. I feel like they can almost never really get the job done. They just sell you a new phone. That's like their solution to everything.
Yes, it usually is because they charge more for the service and the build than your local mall kiosk, which is where I ended up going to get my screen fixed. Obviously, yeah, not an Apple.
You get the notice though when you turn the phone on saying this isn't an Apple piece of hardware installed. You know, they kind of guilt you after you, it.
Yes, indeed, they do.
This voids everything.
It probably does void the warranty, right? Although I didn't have one. I'm not a warranty guy. Warranty to me is
you're about to become a warranty guy.
A bag of tricks.
Oh, Big Dave for Dave.
Yeah, Big Dave for Dave. You know, a lot of stuff is happening. You know,
and Anna, obviously.
Anna too. We got a new whip coming through, so we're excited about that. Big shout outs to my man Saheed and Tony at the Toyota Subaru in Berlin City.
All right. That's I think that it's a...
We finally came to a deal.
I think it's exciting. And
we met in the middle.
You know, we test drove many cars. It was a frustrating process. Of course, I've learned recently about my dream car. Many people actually took the initiative to message me and let me know that, in fact, the Range Rover is a poor vehicle choice and that they are actually quite unreliable. And not only that, but when you do need to, you know, get them fixed, that the parts are extremely expensive. Seems like
Killjoys, though. Killjoys much?
Well, you know,
they're yucking your yum, as we say.
I like that phrase, Jeff.
I kind of feel like basically, when I was doing further research, it was basically saying, like, it's a good car to have as, like, if you're someone who has many cars, which I guess is why you see, you know, the celebrities driving them, but it's not really a good car for
hard to find the parts, Jeff, for repairs. You know, it's a long laundry list of issues.
Apparently, it has suspension issues.
That's how you die on the highway.
It's not the dream car I once thought it was. I would find that really irritating to have to go get that changed up all the time.
Oh, sure. You like the aesthetics, the stylization.
I like the aesthetics, but I can move beyond that because honestly, I have to tell you, these new Toyotas have everything you could possibly want, basically.
Jeff, they got the charger for a charging pad for your phone.
Yeah, you put your phone down on like the dashboard, basically, with no cord, and your phone
that's
is
pretty
charging.
Neat. That's actually pretty neat.
That's just like the beginning of it. Okay, have you ever heard of a heated leather seat in the interior? I'm sure you have, but
late 90s.
What about a cooling? cooling seat. Oh. I'm sure you haven't heard of that, but you will once you experience it in our new vehicle.
The Highlander.
That's one of those subscription things where you have to pay for the heat seat and the
pay
cooling.
For the freeze.
Yes. BMW tried to implement that.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't care. I'm willing to pay for the coolant because honestly, once I feel that cool leather against my skin this summer, I'm going to be thinking, wow, I'm so thankful for this new car. Thank you, universe. I manifested this car into my life.
Well, our current car has a personality to it. Let's not forget.
Oh, yeah, the current car, yeah, the personality is like the same vibe as like the Dumb and Dumber car, like the dogmobile, but not as cool.
Oh,
it was like a pizza delivery kind of whip.
Oh, not even. No, it's like really embarrassing for a pizza delivery.
It has a Porsche engine vehicle in it.
It's just literally.
I used to call it the panty dropper.
It's not a good car, and
because it's a white car covered in spots.
First of all, yeah, I personally am not a fan of white cars. It's a white Subaru Legacy. It's a piece.
Whoa,
of
name
crap.
Dropping.
Well, why would we not just say it? People are thinking we're talking about it being a crappy car. I mean, that's
not
what
a
it is.
Car.
And it's old too. That's the other thing. It's like old as shit.
She's old. She's old.
And I just think, you know, it served its purpose when we were.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Now we have big needs. We're in Maine. We're big car people now.
Yeah, we're big SUV people now. We're gas guzzlers. We got that Texas T. Black
some gold kind of hybrid
in our
engine
veins.
Or something. No,
we don't do none of that hybrid shit.
We should have thought more.
It's
about
either
that,
sativa
maybe.
Or an indica for me.
And so, do you think you're? You know, obviously, Maine is not always cold during the summer. It's hot, so you're not going to really overwork that.
What do you mean, Maine is not always cold? It's like a very almost identical climate to New York.
4 hours north of
you. No, it's about 10 degrees colder up there.
No, it's not 10 degrees colder.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. That's absolutely false. But nice try.
I'm not trying to insult the state. I'm just saying more northerly places are colder.
Right, but we're 5 hours colder.
Let me check the weather.
We're 5 hours north, not, you know, we're not.
I wasn't jabbing at Maine. I would never. I'm just trying to think.
It's not just about you, Jeff. I know you do like to make your jabs, but I believe you that this wasn't necessarily a jab. It's more about that, you know, Dave and I are getting on these meetings.
I just checked. It's 4.
Okay. It can be a difference today.
14,
it can be a 10 degree difference.
No, 42.
Today. But like
chilly.
It's just annoying because every time like Dave or I tell anyone that we live here, it's like, oh, is it cold? And it's like, not particularly. It's actually called vacation land. It's actually fucking beautiful here. Thank you.
You know, we like to ski, Jeff. We like to snow bike, snowboard. If you haven't.
And you can see all this content on Maine for Two, obviously. Quick plug.
No, Maine for Two is dead. It was embarrassing.
No,
I actually kind of cringe.
Not embarrassing.
I actually think it's totally cringe. And the name is cringe. I'm cringe. And I hate Instagram. And I don't ever want to. Fucking,
well, like, it's a photojournalistic a moment in time, a snapshot of life, if you will.
I think there's like, yeah, I just think it's so hard to keep up with. It's fun to do it when you're in the mood for fun, but like, I just feel like our priorities shifted. Like, we were like planning the wedding. I was busy doing that. And then ever since, it's like, it's been winter and we haven't honestly been
winter
doing a lot of
is
stuff.
Coming.
Last winter, we went skiing and did all these different like winter activities.
I'm more of a snow biker. Check out my Instagram if you want to see my snow bike picture for my birthday circa 2023.
But this year, we didn't do that because we're dieting. We're kind of doing a transformation as a nation.
My diet is a fucking Jersey Mike's Buffalo Chicken sub today.
Yeah, you broke the diet because you keep going to Jersey Mike's for some reason.
Yeah, I sneak out and I go to Jersey Mike's.
You got the Jersey Mike's?
Yeah, we got a Jersey Mike's in Scarborough.
I was thinking about a franchise over in Brooklyn here. It's pretty bougie, which is why I think it'll be a real draw. People
I actually
their cold
don't
cut
think
combos.
I don't think the food is good there. I don't.
At Jersey Mike's?
No, yeah. It's great. It's like Subway back in the day.
I am more of a Jimmy John's guy if you have to put a bullet to my head.
Gun.
So what else has been going on, guys?
We have a big day. We have a lot of announcements.
Big day. Big day.
Reddit is a flame. It is on fire. We're getting so many nice, sweet messages.
Wow.
And that's why we want to dedicate this episode to the one and only, what's his name?
Scotty.
Scotty!
Scotty too hotty.
Oh, he wrote it. Did he write it in the comments? Yeah, I was looking at the main thing.
Dave, come on. You got to put that one to memory.
Get it
now.
Together.
Dave. Yeah, sorry. Grace, if you can sort of nip tuck around that a little bit. You know, should I read it, Jeff? I don't know.
You for sure can read it. We'd love you to read it. Anna, you want to take the reins on that?
No, I think Dave was going to read it.
Sure.
Why are you putting the kaputs on that? Like, there's lots of people who apparently wrote, you know, as not to pivot to me, but it is true that I stopped looking at Reddit. So I miss both the negative messages that may be there and all of the positive ones as well. So that's the downside.
Yes, the subreddit, she ebbs and she flows like the Great Nile River. folks, how Twinnovation reminds me I'm alive is the title of this post. Years ago, I left a Twinna voicemail. Jeff, what's that number?
Oh, dude. Not gonna happen, bro.
1-877
And I think they actually they recalled the number. I don't think it's functional anymore, which is really a
well. You know
sad
what they can
state
do?
Of affairs.
We can make a new number.
No, you know what they can do is, and I'm going to be playing one on this episode. You can just send me voice messages in Instagram, so you can just DM
that's not
those.
Bad. But then, what do you connect your phone to the computer? Or
no,
I just
open
it to Grace.
I opened up Instagram on my computer, so I'm hoping you can hear when I play it off my computer, which I think you will be able to.
But you have the headphones on.
Yeah, but yeah, it's no true. This is where I got stuck last time when I thought
Jeff's
about this
gonna
process.
Jeff's going to have to be real quiet if
yeah,
we do that.
If I turn it up really loud, I think you'll be able to hear it.
I don't
it.
Mind this, being quiet.
Yeah, no, you're a little
you
mouse.
Guys
the rat became a mouse.
Why don't you keep reading the message? You started reading it. Dave, stop toggling back to Jeff.
Yeah.
Have a moment without looking at him.
Ooh, I like to see my boy's face when he's talking. Put some lips to that brain of his.
you know what he looks like. He has your face.
Yeah. So years ago, I left a Twinna voicemail the boys responded to in the mic era. The story I told was fictitious. It was based on a scheme I had, but I pretended that I had actually done it. The boys loved it. They ate it up, and Mike awarded me Scheme of the Year.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel sad, like I don't matter, like I barely even exist.
Oh, that's like you, Dave. You feel like that all the time.
Put a sock
on. I'm just saying, why don't you relate to that?
You were thinking.
I'm sure Jeff relates to it too, actually.
Of course, I
relate to it too.
Yes, I do relate to it.
Well, I think that's why it's part of the nation is that no matter how successful you are, well, from New York City to Portland, Maine, everyone gets in the dumps every now and then.
Well, that's for damn sure. Yeah, the dumps constantly.
When I feel like this, I put on that episode. I hear myself and I hear the boys talk about me. It might sound strange, but this always comforts me and helps ground me.
That's so
stay
nice.
Scheming and stay dreaming! And then an edit. I was being coy, but it's episode 164. Elash e grog the restaurant scheme. And we hate to put Grace to work, but if there's any way you can find a clip of the idea, we'd love to put it in the episode. Jeff, maybe you can find a time.
Elash e grog, I want to say, was like something backwards, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I don't. No.
Yeah, Raj.
Garage sale.
Yeah.
Hey, boys. Long-time listener. Not a day one, but I caught up. Member of the Rad Pack. Member of the Federation and the other ones. Just want to give you my quick hustle.
Hey,
so I work at a restaurant where they have a rewards program. Every week, I've been swiping my own rewards card, netting about $25 every 2 or 3 weeks.
My boy!
At this point, I have $700 on this rewards card. My question is, how do I use it? Do I sell it? Do I go to one of the other locations a few hours away? I don't know, boys. I'm a little drunk. I'm a little high, just like you asked for. My what do you boy. Think I should do with all this free restaurant money I got? Have a good night. This is Scott, by the way.
Scotty Too Hottie with the scheme of the year. I love it. I couldn't be more happy for him.
So, you know, that's...
Oh, that's so nice. And you know what? I relate to that a lot because I too listen back to certain episodes. Like Dave, when we first met and you went in on Jake and Amir's podcast and you were talking about me, I listen back to that sometimes and I remind myself of how cute you are, Davey.
I don't even know if you feel comfortable talking about the new lady in your life. Do you feel comfortable talking about it?
I mean, I guess I have to at this point.
No, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah, what up, Anna? I love you, baby. You know that, though. I don't got to tell you that.
You do have to tell her in general. When did you meet her?
Last Sunday.
So you met
last Sunday, and when did you tell her that you loved her for the first time? We both told each other on Friday night.
Well, you know, I like to put my feelings out there into the ecosphere, if you will. And, you know, my love is greater than the sum of its parts.
What does that mean?
Huh?
I feel that, like, you know, we are kind of lately been getting down on ourselves, or at least I have.
For yourself. I'm driving a 2021 Toyota Highlander Limited.
I thought it was a 2022.
All-wheel drive. Yeah, 22, I guess. Who knows?
I have been feeling like the pod, or at least, like, I don't like me on the pod. Like, I feel like I don't have any ideas.
No, you're the best.
And it's like,
well, you don't have any ideas, but you're still the best.
Right, yeah. Well, your last two ideas have just been, like,
paper thin
stories.
Like your eyelids. Your motherfucker always looks like he got pink eye.
No, Anna, I had the rom-com. You loved that.
Yeah, I did love it, but then you did it again, like, the next week, and it's like, dude,
I did the daylight savings push button, which was, like, kind of, like, a fantastic.
Well, yeah, like, you did, like, magic idea. Yeah, like, you did, like, time travel was your idea.
But it was, like, it's picture the story, you know? It's a story. It's a comic. Mm. It's a...
Well, yeah. So anyway, my point is that I've been feeling not great about the pod, but I feel like reading a message like that makes me feel better about it.
Of course. And that's what Scotty does. He spreads the joy. He's helping build this nation back up block by block, brick by brick, and it doesn't go unnoticed.
It does seem like this is kind of a new season moment. You know, spring has sprung.
Scotty season, perhaps.
Yes, Scotty season.
Hell yeah.
Per schnapps.
And not to be outdone, but we were getting even more love just 2 hours ago. Title, just saying thanks, all right?
Okay, I'm listening.
Baby Davey, Chef Jeff, and Queen Anna, been a dedicated fan for years and a paying patron.
Wow.
Don't forget our patreon.com/twinnovation, where you could find all of our sick, disgusting episodes where I pierce Jeff's belly button and Anna takes off her morning robe.
Oh, God.
At 5 p.m.
Pajamas already underneath.
Yeah,
another shower robe under that.
She peels them off like
this. All right, keep reading. What is wrong with you?
Yo, because I paused for the emphasis.
Yo,
you know?
Like, keep looking around the room like your first day on Earth.
No, it's not my first day on Earth. Big shout out to a new show called Resident Alien, a very fun show that you can find on.
Yeah, it's very fun.
And it was a show that. Well, it was supposed to be a sci-fi show, but
yeah, it sucks. By the way, it's not funny.
But it was supposed to be a very sci-fi show, and then the actor was so funny that they kind of turned it into a comedy.
He's in Dodgeball and some other stuff.
Right. That's what I remember.
I don't know if I've, like, you know, only been paying attention to the wrong moments, but, like, every time I'm seeing.
Yeah, I don't know. It might not be good. But let's get back to the pitch. Been a dedicated fan for years and a paying patron. And just want to say thanks for the constant laughs and source of entertainment. I'm an active duty military member.
I love that.
And spent almost
support the troops.
Yeah, we're big. Twinnovation is big. America first. I spent almost 5 years.
What does that mean, David?
It's America number one, dude, and everything we do. And we spent almost 5 years as a drill instructor. After a day of chaos, I could always rely on you guys to provide humor and lightheartedness.
Wow, I love that. I fucking love that. You know what I mean? It's like I never would have thought that we would have a drill instructor listening to us.
A drill instructor. We're like...
That's so cool.
We're like the drill instructor's entertainment.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's interesting. Me. It's like being able to make one of those soldiers at Buckingham Palace smile.
Yeah, like, that is what we're doing. And just to finish it off, he says, please continue to have fun, generate schemes, and make the world a more pleasant place. Twinnovation Nation appreciates it.
That is amazing. That's the kind of comment. Nice. Like, I want to like run through a wall after reading that. Like a Kool-Aid man.
Do we get a name on that, Dave, or what?
That's from his handle is Fire and Menswear, but I don't think we got a name.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love, you know, as I've always been saying, you know, every like random little message that I've ever gotten, like people from all over the world, like have like just dropped into the DMs and told me that they listen or made a comment about one thing or another. And it's like, wow, like it's so amazing to think that is actually happening. And even though we've been told this throughout the years many times already and been aware of it, I'm still kind of like,
yeah, we have some really new Twinnovation fans even in Portland, you know, that just moved in.
Oh,
so,
yeah, you did mention that.
I did. So the nation is growing strong. I do have a question to our military man, our drill instructor. Am I too old to join the military?
Yes, I think. You know how teenagers
lie to get into World War II, like Captain America? I think you could do the reverse, just lie.
I wouldn't want you to do that though. Like then.
Well, what if I want? Yeah, but what if I want? Well, you know, what if I want to try it out for 2 weeks?
You could do the National Guard.
I just want to see.
National Guard could be cool, or maybe a volunteer firefighter.
It's not something to mess around with, Dave.
No, I know. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't
have to take it very seriously.
Yeah,
you
want to
do the workout of the boot camp. You want to do a 2 week boot camp.
Yeah,
class.
I don't think they let you eat blueberries all day and nap. So I don't know if you would like it.
You like that, Jeff? That's funny to you.
Well, it's accurate. Gotcha. He eats cantaloupes as well.
I probably eat close to $100 of fruit a week, Jeff.
Yeah, he's eating so much fruit.
Because I have to have it pre-cut.
Yeah.
And that's right. Where you sort of spend the extra money.
Right. It's only pre-cut or berries.
I mean, it's tough to cut a cantaloupe. Cutting a cantaloupe, like the amount you'd pay... an emergency ER.
You need a machete to do it.
Yeah, you need a machete, and you're saving money on the stitches at the end of the day, I think.
Agreed. You know what we haven't done in a while, and we had an amazing, again, on Reddit submission.
Amazing
submission is we have a... Do you smell that? It's the catch of the day.
What?
Catch of the Day, a segment I honestly forgot about for a while, but we should bring them back because they're so much fun. One comes from Mr. Nevada, and it's basically the title of the article is Long Island Vegan Bakery Accused of Reselling Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Which, you know, pretty much sums it up.
So it's they're clearly non-vegan.
Right. Cindy Stack,
like
100%
it's like
vegan.
Low-fat yogurt episode of Seinfeld.
Right.
Oh, because they are.
Featuring
because
Rudy
they
Giuliani.
Wait, the way that they like blew up their own spot was because they sent someone a box of donuts that had one donut that had all of the D, like the orange and purple D sprinkles.
Oh, God. That's
so
funny.
That is so bad.
That makes it even better. Oh, God. That is just rich.
You know, the thing about Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm ashamed to say it because we are based in New England, of course, and I am from New England, of course. It's like the donuts are really only good if you get them at like 6 a.m. and you're starving. It's like, and they're right. really fresh. It's
that's
like
why they never made it in Cali. You know, Cali's like a donut capital.
Donut
kinda.
Heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
They don't touch the West Coast.
What's that guy's name, the donut store we used to go to? Danny
Trejo.
Danny Trejo's. Yeah, Trejo's Donuts in California. You know, I miss California so much. California is amazing.
Yeah, California is the best. I wish our whole family lived over there instead.
Me too. Yeah.
It's just a better life.
It would be
life.
Nice to have a West Coast hub would be good.
Yeah, maybe one day. Who knows, you know.
We have Florida, you know. I guess people go to Florida on the
East
Coast.
Yeah, big shout out to Ryan, who's in Tampa with his dad. They're doing sort of a father-son spring break, if you will.
Yeah, looks like a and blast. Headed, shout out to Johnny. Yeah.
Shout out to JP. Cancun was the second choice from what I heard. March Madness is coming up. I don't know how many basketball heads there are in town, but, you know, we're big on basketball. We're big on the Knicks. So DM me if you want to talk shop. Let me
That's
know.
Cool.
Maybe we'll start a Twinnovation NCAA March Madness pool.
You should talk to Blooms on Baskets or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Baskets.
Basket Case.
That's a good name for a show. That's a better name for a show. Jeff, anything else going on? I'm going to try and play this new Twinna voicemail. And, you know,
new Twinna voicemail from where?
From the Instagram DM, you can leave voice messages.
Really?
Right, Jeff? It's not 2023 anymore. This is modern day shit.
Well, we just haven't had one in a minute, and I'm excited.
Ooh, yeah, that's exciting. I too am excited.
I'm in need of a pitch today. What's the worst part about being in a band? That's right, it's hard to get all your band members together, whether it be three people or five people. So what I pitch for you today is a rock band type game. You would hook up your guitars and electronic drum sets. You can get your notes all good for the songs you play, and then you just play online as if you were playing Rock Band online, but with actual instruments. So I don't know if this exists already, but so you play your guitars, play your bass, play your drums, your keyboards, whatever type of stuff you're looking for. It would cut travel costs. You'd band practice remotely, and you can even get the singer involved. So that's about my pitch. Rise up, howdy folks. Train's about to go off the rails, and bring back the Piss Twins shirt, please.
That's Carter TK. Wow. Jeff, were you able to hear that?
Carter, yes, I was able to hear that. What a fucking amazing pitch.
Yeah, it's great. I thought it was awesome. You know, I'm not really in the music scene. Honest Brother is big into it, though. I wonder if a technology like this exists.
This would be so helpful because I know for a fact that he definitely has run into issues with this. It's like, this is definitely a huge...
The remote band practice, right?
Well, no,
right.
More remote so that it's like... Practice. Yeah, like, you know, he has definitely... Like, he started a band when he was in Massachusetts, and then, you know, now he lives in the city, and it's like, it's hard to get people together, you know, across states, and it's just... I can definitely see how this could help many people in that similar situation. Even if you're in the same city, it's hard to get together. Shit.
Right.
This could be a game changer. You know, what I see is being the tough part is like how a computer picks up sound, perhaps. I don't know what the problems with this idea not existing already, or, you know, perhaps it does exist in a more basic version. I'm sure bands have tried to play over Zoom calls together, but we need more of that.
Right, but it probably doesn't kind of, you know, correct so you feel like you're there, you know?
Yeah, this is a job for AI, I think, and we're going to get there one day. Artificial intelligence, of course, is going to change the world as we know it. You know, and you might think it's 100 years, but it's closer to 5.
No, I believe you, Dave. I surely do believe you. This reminds me a little bit of, I remember during the pandemic, like early pandemic, right? Like maybe like April.
The dawn of the pandemic.
April or May of 2020, you know, when we're like an early quarantine True quarantine.
We're right around 4 years ago from today.
So fucking
we
are. Crazy.
Yes, actually, someone commented, Dave, along the same lines as the Reddit post that, you know, you read their COVID proclamation, if you will, regarding workers' rights. How it should be a holiday, or not a holiday, but a celebrated day off for all those involved. And you kind of did it in an FDR World War II type of way.
More of a Winston Churchill, but maybe.
Yeah, Winston, of course.
What's up, schemers, dreamers, misdemeanors, and herbs? It's time for the nation to truly rise up. As we cross the one-year anniversary of what has been the beast year of our lives, may I pose a question? Please do. Do you remember the 13th? Yes, that's right, Anna. I am talking about Friday the 13th of March, 2020.
Well, I remember when we were in that COVID time, seeing Stephen Colbert's band all playing remotely on Zoom, and it sounded great, but it just made me so sad thinking of them all alone, just like playing their instruments, but like still trying to like come together and like make music. It was,
and that's what the Twinnovation is all about, is creating that art together. You might be a mechanical engineer, you could be an illustrator, you could be running your own Cheetos factory, or you could have a grocery store.
Yeah. You could be someone who loves Cheetos.
You could be a drill sergeant. And this brings me back to what I wanted to say at the very beginning of my speech. And it's that I want to know what you do for a living. So sound off on Reddit and let us know where you live, what you do, who you screw, and who would you want to notify if you only had 24 hours left to live.
And you've only got it's an old song.
That's good stuff, Dave. That's real good stuff.
I'm gonna keep the party going, because I actually got a Instagram DM for a submission idea as well, and it's actually really great. And this comes from longtime listener, first time pitcher. I think he's pitched a couple things before. Owen Bouchard. And he says, "Hey,
Bouchard.
Dave. Yes, Bouchard. Maybe he's French. Perhaps. Yes. Hey, Dave, I have a real-life scheme for the podcast nation. What's the worst part of YouTube Premium? Oh, where do you begin? I can't go on YouTube without getting that message every single time." That's right, paying for it.
Yeah.
But what if I told you can cut your cost by 90%?
Okay, I'm listening.
Sounds interesting.
Yes. First, get a VPN. Then you can make your browser think you're in any country on Earth. This is important because YouTube charges different prices for premium depending on where you are on Earth. Changing your IP to Philippines, Argentina, or Ukrainian will take your monthly cost for premium down to pennies on the dollar. The best part, you don't have to stay on the VPN after setup. Once you've got it set up, browse as normal, all while sticking it to the fat cats ad-free.
Nice.
Love that VPN. Obviously, sounds technical. Is it easier than some people who are a little scared by that verbiage, Dave?
I think I've used a VPN once, or Mike Kavedra showed me how to use it.
To get back into Facebook to create a freckled woman.
No, it was to, you know what it was? It was because on Netflix, some shows come to the UK first and vice versa. So he was like logging into like a UK version of something so we could watch a crime drama together while we got pissed drunk on whiskey.
Oh, that's fun. Wait, who is this
in
with?
A basement, in a flooding basement.
No, it was actually in his room, which made it a little weirder. I did something interesting today. You know, it's been a fun day for me, actually.
It has been a fun day for you.
New used car, went on a walk, had that great Reddit experience all day.
We did go on a great walk.
Did go on a great walk. Saw some spring flowers sprouting. It might not have been 3 miles, but it was a good walk.
You round up.
Yeah, you round up. And, you know, just seeing those Reddit posts and the submissions for ideas and the catch of the day.
There's a new life. It's spring in the nation.
Yeah, it really got me feeling this Scotty season. So
spring. Scotty season, yeah.
Yes, Scotty season. Yes. So I went to ChatGPT. I was feeling myself a little bit. And I said, have you ever heard of Twinnovation?
Wow.
And they said, yes, I'm familiar with Twinnovation. Twinnovation is a podcast that features a group of friends discussing and brainstorming creative and sometimes humorous ideas for making money or improving everyday life. Sometimes humorous. The hosts often come up with schemes or business ideas, exploring the entrepreneurial spirit in a lighthearted and entertaining way. The podcast covers a range of topics from innovative products to unconventional business ventures. If you have any specific questions about Twinnovation, or if there's something specific you'd like to know, feel free to ask.
Wow, we're famous. Let me read it. Yes, I'm familiar with Twinnovation. Twinnovation is a podcast that features a group of friends discussing and brainstorming creative. Okay, does
well, you sound like a robot? Yeah, you do. Well, you could read the next part because then I followed up by saying, and Jeff, you're going to make fun of me for this, but I said, could you write me a pitch in the voice of Twinnovation?
Right.
Sure thing. Here's a Twinnovation-style pitch for a wild and wacky idea. Title.
Well, you've been using this for months, though, Dave, almost a year.
I'm not asking them to write a Twinnovation-style pitch.
You read it, Dave, because it's
you are.
No, I'm not, Jeff. I have ideas, and sometimes I want to know about little accessories or additions I could put on them.
Right, so you'll originally give it the idea,
Yes, Jeff, I'm not asking for a full-fledged idea. What are you out of your mind?
All right, read the pitch it gave
you. You're an asshole, you know that?
Yeah, he's a real bully.
Title, Sip of Socks - Walk Sip, stay hydrated. That's the title.
Sip of socks.
Sip of socks. That's a hard one for me. What's up, hustlers? It's your boy Dave coming at you with the next big thing. Introducing Sip of Socks, the world's first hydration footwear. Picture this. You're strolling through the park, soaking up those good vibes, and suddenly you're hit with the unquenchable thirst. Fear not, because with Sip of Socks, you're just a sip away from staying refreshed and fabulous. Here's the genius part. We've embedded.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jeff.
God bless you.
Grace, edit that out. Here's the genius part. We've embedded a discreet BPA-free straw in the sole of each sock. Yep, you heard it right. Now, every step you take powers a mini pump, delivering a steady flow of your favorite beverage directly into your mouth. Whether it's water, energy drinks, or the fanciest of cocktails, Sip of Socks has got you covered. But wait, there's more. Our socks come in a variety of stylish designs, from the margarita stripes to the mint mojito mismatch. You'll be the talk of the town. You'll be the talk of the town, turning hydration into a fashion statement. And don't worry about spills. We've got a patented anti-drip technology that'll keep you dry and looking fly. So if you're tired of lugging around water bottles or settling for boring regular socks, step up your game with Sip of Socks. It's not just a sock, it's a lifestyle. Sip, strut, and slay with Sip of Socks. The hydration revolution starts from the ground up. Invest now and let's make a splash together.
All right. Okay. I mean, pretty good, right?
I mean, I
was assuming it was going to use some sort of sweat filtration system to hydrate you from your feet.
Yeah, that's what I also initially thought. I had to read it twice, but I guess it's more of, I don't know, are you in like blubber socks? I'm not really sure how it works. So,
and well, it sounds like the walking is just the pump.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of not fully formed. I guess you have to fill the liquid into the sock.
Yeah, Jeff. So that's
why
you see.
Why don't you ask ChatGPT a follow up question about how does that work? Or where's the liquid?
He has other stuff.
Yeah, I've since spoke to it. I'm sure it would remember. So maybe I'll bring it up.
No, it does remember, because doesn't it give you different threads when you're on your desktop? You have like tabs on the side.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point, Jeff.
It keeps all your queries, if you will.
Right. I'll do that later, and I'll report back to the nation next week on what I hear.
Yeah, no rush.
This is definitely a Patreon portion of the episode. Hopefully not too much gets put aside because we want the nation to hear everything they can possibly hear. But don't forget, join our Patreon where
you have to leave some things just for our patrons.
That's true, I suppose. Especially our drill sergeant. I have three really interesting people that joined us today in the pig pen. The first individual, I believe.
Grace, can you cut that oorah thing? I think that's called.
Yeah, cut them out. It's like.
What? Yeah, I think that's called. What's it called?
Appropriation.
When you're false flagging. What's it called, Dave, when you dress in uniform?
I'm not sure. Cosplaying?
No, it's stolen valor.
Stolen valor. Yeah, I don't think she has to cut that out. There's nothing wrong with doing a good old hoo-yah.
Is it hoo-yah?
Yeah, hoorah, hoorah, maybe. All right,
yeah.
Well, it's Al Pacino, scent of a woman. You've never seen these.
Yeah, scent of something.
Yeah. Shout out to Pacino for the Oscars. Obviously, we all watched the Sunday Oscars.
Oh, we haven't even talked about the Oscars.
Dress up in your finest pajamas.
Have you watched the Oscars?
Yeah. David, yeah, we did watch the Oscars.
And I love a red carpet, let me tell you.
I actually thought, considering the fact that there is absolutely no stars nominated this year, and no good movies either, that it was the kind of a good Oscars, all of those things considered.
Oh, I guess Robert De Niro wasn't nominated. I guess Robert
Downey. He was hardly in the presentation of the Oscars. They like didn't even talk to him or really do anything about him. You know.
I thought it was missing the trident, Brad. Brad Pitt, didn't see him. Clooney, right.
Yeah.
Need a Clooney look.
Yeah,
I don't know who the third would be.
Charlize,
I guess De Niro.
Theron,
yeah, you got Gosling. Gosling makes up for all those.
Where's Tom Cruise? I want to see Tommy.
Well, Mission Impossible was nominated for maybe music.
We should watch the 1997 Oscars or the 1995 Oscars.
Yeah, we'll do a watch party on my Twitch stream.
They're all on YouTube. They're all on YouTube. We should do a watch party on Twitch. That would be so fun. Why don't we make a show like The People's Couch and we can do it on Twitch or on
Patreon?
What's
The People's Couch?
It's an old Bravo show they don't do anymore, which I don't even understand why because it was so good and everyone loved it. Where it would just be like literally people watching TV and then like their reactions. So you could kind of like feel like you could understand what it would be like to watch the show with them.
For sure.
I'm great to watch TV with.
I'm a real bore to watch TV with.
I'm awesome to watch TV with. I have lots of insights to provide.
Yeah, she does. I don't comment. I'm drifting off. I'm, burping, farting, not contributing to the conversation.
I'm
not a very fun guy.
You are very fun, David, and I've been helping to rope you in more. You've been commenting more. You know, the funny thing about you is that you say you don't like to watch a lot of the shows that you do like to watch very much.
Well,
so.
Javon, I was in it.
Dave's Team Sandoval.
Yeah, well, I am Team Tom.
I'm kind of Team Tom, too, I have to say.
Yeah, we're all Team Tom over at Twinnovation, but,
The
thing is, sometimes we'll watch shows that can be, I think Anna can admit they're a little trashy sometimes.
No, I think we watch Bravo shows and we watch 90 Day Fiancé. What's trashy about that?
Baddies.
I would say the trashiest show is probably like Below Deck because people are blowing dick.
Yeah, I guess.
Jesus, Jeff.
Well, we did just watch that. We do love it. It's a great season so far this season.
I don't love Jerry Springer, but I like watching it,
What? So then you do like him.
Who doesn't like him, right?
Yeah,
but you're not gonna.
I love Jerry Springer.
But there's a difference between liking something and watching.
And I
something.
Love Dr. Phil. Like, you know what I love? All the things that used to be on TV when I would get home from school, growing
exactly,
up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are
yeah.
the things that I love now? You know what I mean?
That's why I've been watching a lot of Reba.
Reba's definitely one of them. And then also Dr. Phil is.
Well, I used to watch Oprah with my mother after
Oprah.
School every day.
Yeah, Oprah. Oh, you can't get Oprah episodes.
I'm a big
anywhere.
Oprah head.
It's We'd really each annoying. Be filing one of her big toes.
Big shout out to Mom and her big toes. Like I was saying, we have three really interesting minds joining us today. And the first, I believe he went to pre-law at Georgetown, got his doctorate in physiology at Duquesne. Folks, allow me to pose a question, will you?
Please do.
Kind of felt like you already went, but...
Oh, yeah, maybe I did already go, but yo, what's up, Nation? It's your boy from the Twinnovation crew coming at you with the next big hustle that's going to turn your living room into a gym without breaking a sweat. Introducing Sofa Sculpt, the couch for the fitness aficionado.
similar to the Chat GPT.
The couch for the fitness aficionado.
Written by the same entity.
A couch you can drink out of.
No, it's not a couch you can drink of, Jeff. It's for people that don't want to be fucking couch potatoes anymore, like you. All right, they want to be fitness aficionados.
Aficionados
from a couch potato. To a shoestring fry, or one of the waffle ones, the bistro fries, the ripped ones.
Yeah, what are those called? I don't know, a little help here.
Steak fries?
Steak frites.
Steak fries from couch potato to steak frites.
So basically, all those couch potatoes. Are you tired of living that life? And don't you want to be a fitness aficionado who's tired of choosing between binging Netflix and getting those gains? Actually, my good friend Ben Young came out with a pretty cool shirt. Maybe we'll sell it on the Slop Shop. It says
it's good.
Yeah, it's
What does it say?
Jeff, do you remember? It was Hit Maxes Evade Taxes. Yeah, that's what it is. Similar to your More Plates, More Dates type of podcast that really took off from what I know about that show.
We're going to do a release of that and the Piss Twins shirt. A re-release because I believe I spent, and I'm not. I'm happy to pay, but I spent $300 on the illustration, and I think we only sold one shirt.
Right, yeah, so the Piss Twins are coming back.
That was a real burn. That was when I actually stopped investing in anything.
Right. Creative. Yeah. No, it's tough. We're going to start getting some money into the Nation, though. And once we get some investors, we're going to be able to start putting some money towards these ideas and these products that we think are good, lighthearted. There's nothing better than there's nothing scarier than fucking waking up in the morning with a drill sergeant screaming in your face wearing a Piss Twin shirt. Like, that guy must be a real psycho.
Right. Yes, that would be something. We could send him one on base.
Yeah, we should send him
Maybe he could have the whole, what do they call them, squadrons?
Yeah, he could haze them all by making them wear Piss Twin shirts.
I don't think he hazes people, Dave.
Not hazing.
Beep that out, Grace. Beep the bleep. So picture this, Jeff. You're lounging on the Sofa Sculpt, catching up on your favorite series, and suddenly, bam, the armrests transform into dumbbells and the cushions become resistance bands. All right, that's right, folks. We're turning that Netflix and chill into Netflix and build. Okay, say goodbye to the dad bod. We're sculpting those abs while you binge watch, all right? But wait, there's more. Need a quick cardio fix? The Sofa Sculpt's got you covered. Just flip the ottoman and voila, you've got a mini treadmill ready to go. We're talking multitasking at its finest, people.
Wow.
And don't worry about looking out of place. We've designed the Sofa Sculpt to seamlessly blend with your living room decor. It's the ultimate covert workout station, making you the undercover fitness guru in your squad. You want to be that undercover fitness guru in your squad. You want to be the guy that's wearing baggy sweatshirts all winter, and then come summer, all of a sudden you're going to the beach, you're going on a hike. God damn, where did those biceps come from? All right. So whether you're a fitness fanatic or just trying to sneak in a little exercise during your favorite shows, jump on the Sofa Sculpt hype train. It's time to redefine quote unquote couch potato and turn it into a couch pro athlete. All right, let's get that Sofa Sculpt movement rolling. Literally, Sofa Sculpt hashtag revolution, hashtag Twinnovation Nation. That's what we got for you today. These cost $4,000.
Not a bad price for a good couch.
Yeah, not a bad price for a good couch. And you know, the workout equipment's expensive. I mean, Anna rings my ear every day.
That's a really, really an incredible idea. Surprised, you know, mark of a good idea. Surprised you haven't heard it before.
Well, I came up with the workout bed many years ago, but I'm sort of taking that tech and putting it in the couch now.
Right, right. Yeah, someone got tied up on the resistance bands on the prototype.
Their
there.
Wrist slap snapped off. A clean snap of the wrist.
Yeah, yeah. It just took it right out. I think it's fun. Imagine laying on the couch. You want to stay where you are, but you want to be somebody at the end of the day, right? Everyone wants to be somebody at the end of the day. And a lot of time that requires a lot of discipline, almost a Zen-like quality of I will do this every day at this time. And it turns you into kind of a drill sergeant type of person, correct me if I'm wrong. And it's nice to be able to maybe do that in your free time as opposed to...
Right. I want to work out my quads while I'm sitting down and watching a Netflix show. Like, you know, I want to... Like you said, Jeff, from couch potato to steak free. You know, if you're vegging out, why not multitask and... put those muscles to work, get that protein in your body, get that creatine.
Speaking of, did you imagine maybe like a little kind of a drop down tray like you'd see on an airline where you can actually kind of also kill three birds with one stone? You're binging on the TV, you're working out, but maybe you should be noshing as well.
Well, yeah, Jeff, that's why we're excited.
Maybe a shoe that pumps up your feeding tube.
yeah, we could use, what was it called?
Every bicep curl is another inch of a Slim Jim.
A sip of sock.
Inserted into your straight into your stomach.
Yeah, it's into a catheter. The mojito mismatch sock goes right into your catheter. You are such a maniac, dude. And we're excited to hear about your pitch, believe it or not. That's why we want to introduce I forgot how I introduce you. Next up in the pig pen. El
Stinky
Jefe,
Jeff time.
Stinky Jeff. Jeff, what are you stinky chopping up for us today?
No, I'm not
stinky,
the stink guy.
Stinky Jeff.
Oh, I overshowered. Gumby's fine. Gumby doesn't stink, but I guess
stinky Gumby.
Oh, jeez. you're giving off bully vibes.
What?
Yeah, I mean, she's a classic bully.
I thought we were just playing.
We want this to be the classic, nice start to Scotty season, Grace episode title. It's Scotty season! Exclamation point.
Hell yeah. Scotty.
I actually want to walk you through a scheme that reminded me. I read Scotty's submission about the scheme that he submitted so many years ago. And oddly enough, I myself kind of walked into the same situation. So I go to lunch, right? I find this little mom and pop Mexican burrito spot that I want to hit up by work, right?
Okay.
I go in there, I order they do like a baby burrito. And then I also wanted like an extra taco because the nice guy at the counter was like walking me through the menu. He like shows me the al pastor being cooked in the back. It looks delicious. It's the pineapple.
Now,
pork.
Jeff, tell the nation what the al pastor is for ones that
don't
know.
That's like a pineapple marinated pork is what they're doing there. And it's on like the rotisserie arm or like the halal arm. I don't know what you would call that. The vertical thing where they like shave it off.
Yeah.
All right. I order. We have a nice time, me and the guy, just kind of chatting it up. It's a small spot. I go to sit down. A man comes in off the street, asks me for money. I say, sorry, I don't have any cash. Lie number one.
Mm.
And then he goes, any food. And so I have literally like two dishes in front of me, right? Because I got the baby burrito and the taco because it was like it was like a steak thing and I wanted to try the other meat. and so I clearly did the right thing, which was I gave him the taco, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is really generous and nice.
So he's very
And then as soon as you did, he transformed into a beautiful, handsome prince, and he rewarded you with $10 million.
Maybe you were being filmed, Jeff. Like, a crew could have came out and be like, hey, why did you want to help this man?
Okay, so what happened?
Is it that what your guy does, the restaurant?
John Quinones?
Yes. You know, if anyone doesn't know who he is, Google him. Watch his stuff. He does a lot of ABC gotcha stuff.
Okay, so what then happened? You gave him the taco. Was he grateful?
Gave him the taco. He was grateful. You know, I feel good. You know, you're helping someone get food. Slightly, ever so slightly, like, damn, I wanted to try the steak, right?
Mm. How much is a taco? Like $3? Was it like
$4? So all right, here's where it goes beautifully. The counter guy that I had engaged with before,
I was hoping this would happen.
Hey, that was a really nice thing you did.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, of course, blah,
free
blah,
tacos
blah.
For life.
Free, so he's like, obviously, not obviously, he was like, we're going to bring you that taco that you ordered. I was like, you don't have to, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, no problem at all. It was a very kind gesture you made. And it was a very kind gesture.
And humble, too.
Yeah.
humble, yeah. And so he comes back with the free taco, or not the free taco, I paid for the taco.
Right. But you gave away that taco.
In addition to that, a gift card for one free non-alcoholic thing in the future. So I got a card as well as the quote-unquote free taco.
Wow. Pay it forward. That's amazing, forward. Jeff.
So here's where the scheme comes in. Not necessarily to be, you know, very similar to our Lil Wayne beloved YouTube sketch, David, on the train. The plant. So you go in, you do the order, the this and that. Because it's important to order the two different dishes, right? Because you can't give a guy half a burrito.
Right.
So, you know, you have to kind of do.
They don't want that.
Well, because sometimes they don't cut it.
Yeah. Right.
I guess you could give half a burrito, but they're not going to give you a half a burrito back. So you have another friend, and you know, give him a shawl or something. You the vagrant comes in. You lovingly offer the food off of your plate, and you're hungry.
Yeah,
you're not hungry,
right?
The person, the, you know, establishment owner sees this, or the worker.
Yeah, you're bamboozling.
The worker sees this. Yeah, offer comes to you.
It's a shake and bake is what it is. Yeah, it's a classic shake and bake.
Now, so obviously this isn't just for, you know, burritos and tacos. Think hoagies, pickle fries.
Lobster rolls, even if you're up in Maine.
Lobster rolls. Yeah, you'd want to do it outside.
Now, what are the percentages of the restaurant owner stopping someone like that from coming in?
Well,
what's your completion rate look like? I'm kind of a metrics marketing man. I want to know what the conversion rate looks like.
Number one, I'm close to the door.
Which is going
to
be conversions divided by impressions.
Yeah. So it's probably not always a hit. But it's a numbers game at the end of the day because a lot of people do feel like they want to pay it forward. They want to see something good happen that day.
Everyone wants to get their Instagrams in. They want to get their YouTube shorts in. Everyone's filming stuff. What you got to do is double down and film this, Jeff. Or have a bystander film it.
That's so grimy.
No.
Like, what is wrong?
We
bring an award to the owner that he has to pay to put up the place.
Yes, dude, you're hitting him from all angles. So it's a four-person scheme. You have the person eating, you have the person trying to eat, then you have someone surreptitiously filming, and then at the end of the day, you have the award that is fake given to the owner who has to pay for some type of plaque.
Yes. Yeah, right, right. Or so you pay for the mount. We the plaque is free, but the mounting cost $150.
Right, right. Exactly. That's bangers, dude.
But we do it on the spot. We do it on the spot. They're happy. We're happy. This is
everyone's called happy. A win-win-win-win.
Some solution or something like that.
Yeah, you'll sometimes see the win-win-win, but you'll never see the win-win-win-win.
The quad win. The quad win. Yeah, everyone's happy. Number one, person got food. Number two, person also got food.
Free food.
Number three, free. Well, not free. Right, the first person paid for it. It would be nice if you could get maybe a little more free
food. Half of your dish is free.
Why is he asking the fucking... He should be asking the restaurant for food.
Well, they would say no. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they would, but...
He's asking a private patron for food, but it's like... Dude, go directly to the restaurant owners.
Well, I'm sure the restaurant's policy is no, right. But so they can reward me being the middleman. Again, why this is a quad win is that I'm facilitating a thing that's not necessarily allowed in the handbook of you know, your 1099, your W-2, your full-time employee. So I get, as a sovereign citizen, I get to...
Special
treat
rights.
People. Yeah, I get to...
Privileges.
Not privileges. I'm allowed to...
You're able to operate outside that net of the government.
Be a benefactor for those in need, I think.
Yeah, and I think this could be...
By parceling out.
And this could be a great Instagram channel. You know, we always bring up those Instagram channels where it's like, how did you meet? How did you fall in love? What do you do? How much money do you make? What's your job? And this is something that I think can grow a large following really quickly if you start getting picked up by your Upworthies, your BuzzFeeds.
I would love to get an Upworthy nod.
Yeah, we all would. We all would.
That could be cool, some hidden camera stuff that you guys do up there in Maine.
You know what? Speaking of hidden cameras, Dave and I were actually speaking about this earlier today. It's like they just made a new rule with Airbnb that you can't have any indoor cameras inside the, you know, apartment at all. Like, obviously.
They have to be in the toilet water now.
It's just like...
They gotta be submerged.
Dave and I were talking about it, and it's like, we had a place where we were, like, pretty confident that there was a camera in the bedroom, and it's like, we went so far as to, like, take it down, and then...
They think they're watching videos of us having sex when we're just fighting with each other.
David, we had a wonderful trip.
There's
on
a
that.
Market for that.
Yeah, like, argue porn.
It just makes me so uncomfortable thinking that, like, yeah, like, there are really so many creeps and pervs out there that have, like, hidden cameras places.
Yeah, you know, if I was a solo, lonely guy and I had the means to do it, I can, you know, and I had no morals.
Ew, what
I,
do you mean? I wasn't brought... Imagine? It was no, like, I'm saying, you see
if you're a lonely person, sometimes people watching can be fun, let's be honest.
In public, not
true.
Like...
True.
No, sometimes, like, when you...
I mean, you're saying lie, like, so he's also physically there? He's... Because well, why not just the, watch... The why different... not watch someone else's cam? You know, why have your own cam?
Right, yeah, right. It's well, really you know, it's like the people that light a building on fire and like to watch it burn. You know, you want to see the...
Right.
The sum of your product.
Yeah, you want to throw the match.
Right.
I don't get what either of you are talking about. Neither of you are making sense, but I don't know. That the whole thing is alarming to me. But yeah, anyway, next, right?
Next. Next up in the pig pen, you know her best as our sporty sidekick, Anna Rosenberg. Anna, what do you have for us today?
Oh, good day.
Kate Middleton, R.I.P.
Oh,
that's not true.
John Oliver was saying as much on Andy last night, if you watched.
No, I think that there's lots of different things that could be going on here with her. And, you know, what people are not even focusing on, everyone's thinking about, you know, this or that. I think she and him could be maybe breaking up, or there could be something like that going on, and that's why
a lot of people are saying the royals all over the world are going underground because something catastrophic's coming.
No.
Like a new atom bomb.
Invasion, maybe.
No.
Aliens.
Oppenheimer Jr. Yeah.
Yeah.
His grandson is.
No, because if they were going to do something like that, like
an alien,
they would.
Oppenheimer 2. It's like an action movie.
They would do it better. all right. So anyway, let's get to the pitch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
Attention, hair enthusiasts. Are you tired of lackluster locks ruining your vibe? Introducing Hair Glow 3000, the ultimate solution to your hair dilemmas. With its compact design and futuristic LED lighting, Hair Glow 3000 is your go-to gadget for on-the-go hair emergencies. Say goodbye to frizz, hello to fabulous. Whether you're strutting down the runway or hitting the town with your squad, Hair Glow 3000 ensures your hair steals the spotlight every time. Don't let bad hair days cramp your style. Unleash your inner hair goddess with Hair Glow 3000 today. Available now at select retailers. Shine on.
Hey.
Interesting, Anna. So Hair Glow makes your hair, is it different than at your normal day brick and mortar conditioner?
Yeah. Well, I don't really know what it is. To be honest, I followed your idea, Dave, and I just had ChatGPT make
That was my first idea that
I your second one was also a ChatGPT idea.
When you say ChatGPT idea, you mean he's asking ChatGPT for the idea?
So it's like he had the first conversation, right? And then after that, he goes, hey, I have an idea for a couch you can work out on so you don't become a couch potato. Can you help me write a pitch for this idea?
Yeah, it writes itself, Dave. That's fine.
Right.
And then
what was your prompt?
You're still the creator.
I said, do you know about Twinnovation podcast and the host Anna? And it said, yes, I'm familiar with the Twinnovation podcast. It's a comedy podcast where the hosts, including Anna, pitch outrageous ideas for his inventions and schemes. Anna is one of the hosts of the show, along with her twin brother, Dave, and their friend, Jeff.
That's funny.
Wouldn't you love that, huh?
And then
you would love to be Dave's sibling.
Why would I love that? He's my husband.
I'm just saying a little Jeff, closer with the
Jeff, you're watching too much of that. You were watching too much of that stepsister stuff and stepdaughter stuff. You're a real freak, you know that?
Yeah, he's always been a perv.
No, 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 no.
I'm just being a nation member who might not know the English language so well, so I want you to be very clear when you talk about some stuff. We have people from Pakistan, from the Philippines,
you know what word
from Indonesia.
If we're talking about, like, you know, English and, like, words and language, I hate the word creamy.
Well, you're going to love my new Chobani creamer that I use with my creamy coffees. Best part of my day.
That's like you're putting yogurt in your coffees. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, it's gross.
It's a Chobani inspired, Jeff. It's a Chobani branded creamer. And thank you to the Twinnovation fan last week. I was talking about my pistachio nuts, or as I like to call them, pistachios. And I said that the brand was pistachio when it's actually not. The brand is wonderful or something. But the pistachio text takes up so much of the bag that you think that's the brand name in my mind.
Oh, wait, didn't they have commercials too? It almost felt like the Got Milk, where it was like Big Pistachio was paying for
right.
Eat pistachios.
Right, right.
Pistachios.
You make a good point, Jeff.
Because I don't think you're wrong, because it seems like one of those Mandela effects a little bit where you're like, I know I've seen this pistachio brand.
Yes.
So I don't think, you know, don't feel like you're crazy because you're not.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. I was beating myself up a little bit about it this week because I felt like a fool. You know, everything we say here is sort of, imprinted on the wet cement for everyone to hear and listen to for eternity.
Nice that ChatGPT didn't call us, you know, sets of morons pitch outrageous ideas. You know, it was.
I wonder what would happen if I said write something mean about the hosts of Twinnovation.
Yeah.
No, that seems unnecessary.
Write something mean and nasty about them.
Why would we want a robot to be mean to us?
That's interesting. I mean, that's an interesting little, you know.
Yeah, please don't.
I guess you would call that.
That's I love being humiliated. Like, like humiliation AI porn.
People get off on that.
Yeah, they sure do. Hey, Jeff, my timing's rumbling a little bit. I think I'm going to call this one. I think we did a great job.
Yeah, we've been recording for like an hour and a half.
Well, Rogan goes for 5 hours now.
Well, he gets like millions of dollars. So as soon as we get $12 from this
we'll be able to sell our backlog.
Yeah, like our
catalog. Yeah, our catalog, because we own it. So, you know,
we don't.
Yeah, we do.
A scooter, will steal it from us.
Yeah, Headgum was built on the idea that the people own their podcasts, which was a valiant and valor effort on their part to
ill-advised, yes.
Yeah, ill-advised.
All righty. Well.
Grace, don't forget it's Scotty season! Exclamation point. And as always,
stay scheming
and stay Scotty.
Stay Scotty.
Booyah.
Oh, yeah.
Walking out the door, rob the damn bank. Got a chauffeur, makes it more perks. Now an open screw. Saw today with two dudes. Innovation, I owe you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.